You mean you are not God?
Yes, I am God, as you now understand him.
I am Goddess, as you now comprehend her. I am the conceiver and the creator of everything you now know and experience, and you are my children, even as I am the child of another.
Are you trying to tell me that even God has a God?
I am telling you that your perception of ultimate reality is more limited than you thought, and that truth is more unlimited than you can imagine. I am giving you ever so small a glimpse of infinity, an infinite love. A much larger glimpse, and you could not hold it in your reality. You can barely hold this.
Wait a minute. You mean I'm not really talking with God here?
I've told you, if you conceive of God as your creator and master, even as you are the creator and master of your own body, I am the God of your understanding, and you are talking with me, yes. It's been a delicious conversation, no?
Well, delicious or not, I thought I was talking with the real God, the God of gods, you know, the top guy, the chief honcho.
You are, believe me, you are.
And yet you say that there is someone above you in this hierarchical scheme of things.
We are now trying to do the impossible, which is to speak of the unspeakable. As I said, that is what religion seeks to do. Let me see if I can find a way to summarize this. Forever is longer than you know. Eternal is longer than forever. God is more than you imagine. God is the energy you call imagination. God is creation. God is first thought. And God is last experience. And God is everything in between. Have you ever looked down a high-powered microscope or seen pictures or movies of molecular action and said, "Good heavens, there's a whole universe down there"? And to that universe, I, the now-present observer, must feel like God. Have you ever said that or had that kind of experience?
Sure, I would imagine every thinking person has.
Indeed. You have given yourself your own glimpse of what I am showing you here. And what would you do if I told you that this reality of which you have given yourself a glimpse never ends?
Explain that. I'd like to ask you to explain that.
Take the smallest part of the universe you can imagine. Imagine this tiny, tiny particle of matter.
Okay.
Now cut it in half.
Okay.
What have you got?
Two smaller halves.
Precisely. Now cut those in half. What now?
Two smaller halves.
Right. Now again and again, what's left?
Smaller and smaller particles.
Yes, but when does it stop? How many times can you divide matter until it ceases to exist?
I don't know. I guess it never ceases to exist.
You mean you can never completely destroy it? All you can do is change its form?
It would seem so.
I tell you this. You have just learned the secret of all of life and seen into infinity. Now I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
What makes you think infinity goes only one way?
Oh, so there's no end going up any more than there's an end going down.
There is no up or down, but I understand your meaning.
But if there's no end to smallness, well, that means there's no end to bigness.
Correct.
But if there's no end to bigness, then there's no biggest. That means, in the largest sense, there's no God.
Or perhaps all of it is God, and there is nothing else. I tell you this. I am that I am. And you are that you are. You cannot not be. You can change form all you wish, but you cannot fail to be. Yet you can fail to know who you are. And in this failing, experience only the half of it.
That would be hell.
Exactly. Yet you are not condemned to it. You are not relegated to it forevermore. All that it takes to get out of hell, to get out of not knowing, is to know again. There are many ways and many places, dimensions, in which you can do this. You are in one of those dimensions now. It is called, in your understanding, the third dimension.
And there are many more?
Have I not told you that in my kingdom there are many mansions? I would not have told it to you were it not so.
Well, then there is no hell, not really. I mean, there's no place or dimension to which we are everlastingly condemned.
What would be the purpose of that? Yet you are always limited by your knowingness, for you, we, are a self-created being. You cannot be what you do not know yourself to be. That is why you have been given this life, so that you might know yourself in your own experience. Then you can conceive of yourself as who you really are and create yourself as that in your experience. And the circle is again complete, only bigger. And so you are in the process of growing, or as I have put it before, of becoming. There is no limit to what you can become.
You mean I can even become, a god, just like you?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Until you do, you cannot. Remember the triangle, the Holy Trinity, spirit, mind, body. Conceive, create, experience. Remember, using your symbology, Holy Spirit equals inspiration, equals conceive. Father equals parenting, equals create. Son equals offspring, equals experience. The Son experiences the creation of the fathering thought, which is conceived of by the Holy Ghost. Can you conceive of yourself as one day being a god?
In my wildest dreams, in my wildest moments.
Good, for I tell you this, you are already a god. You simply do not know it. Have I not said, ye are gods?